Erie Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And some people realize their passion at a very early age. And in this segment, we meet a Bemidji High School student who is on her way to attaining her dreams of pursuing musical theater. How do you think theater has helped you in your regular life?
Oh, I love theater. Theater has helps me find who I am. It has given me confidence in myself and my peers. And yeah, I am finding myself in music and I'm loving it.
That is Charlotte Saxton. She is just about to enter the 10th grade at Bemidji High School, and she won the recent Bemidji Sings competition in the age category of 15 to 25-year-olds. She is passionate about music and musical theater, and she's going to take her passion on the road when she competes in the state Minnesota Sings competition. For 6 years now, the Minnesota Sings organization has been discovering and shining a light on amateur singers across Minnesota. Competitions have been held in various communities across the state, and vocalists have been competing in two age groups, 15 to 25, which is the age group that Charlotte won in the Bemidji Sings competition, and 26 years and older. Prizes for the local competition in Bemidji included cash awards of several hundred dollars, as well as time in a professional recording studio, Supple Studios in Bemidji. Those prize winnings increased dramatically at the state competition, which takes place September 28th and 29th. The competition truly is meant to help vocalists launch into the next phase of their artistic career. If a person makes more than 30% of their yearly income from their singing, they do not qualify for this competition. The four individuals who are advancing to the state competition from the Bemidji event are the first and second place winners from each of the age categories. In the 26 years and older category, Carrie Grace won, and April Aylesworth received second place. Both of those women will be advancing to the state competition. And in the 15 to 25 year age category, Charlotte Saxton won, and Susanna Carter received second place. And so both of those women will be heading to the state competition. Charlotte Saxton was kind enough to carve out a little time between show choir camp, vocal lessons, and preparing for the upcoming high school musical to chat about her Bemidji experience and also what she might expect at the state competition. Congratulations, Charlotte. How does it feel to win the Bemidji Sings event?
Oh, it was amazing. I was definitely not expecting that.
How many people were you up against in your age bracket?
I think 7 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you sang Don't Rain on My Parade.
I did.
From the movie Funny Girl. How did you decide on that?
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, I started watching the musical Glee. And in Glee, their sort of star, Rachel Berry, sang Don't Rain on My Parade. And I heard it and I was like, oh my goodness. The song is perfect. And then when I heard about Bemidji Sings, I was like, oh my gosh, I have the perfect song to do.
So when did you start preparing?
A couple months before Bemidji Sings. My brother, Louis, had done it last year. So yeah, I had heard about it then and I was really excited to do it.
Well, we should back up a little bit. Didn't you have to kind of try out to even get on the stage for Bemidji Sings? So what was that process like?
So that one, the auditions, they're open auditions, anyone can go and try out. And you register online for Bemidji Sings, and then that prelim is at the end of the school year, so beginning of summer. And then they'll post up, I think it was that night they posted it was a couple days later they called you and they said, hey, you made finals. Come to Bangsburg August 1st and sing for us again. Yep, they sent out an email and lots of fun.
What kinds of things are they judging on?
Oh, yeah. So they judged on stage presence, breath support. Yeah, they judged on audience reaction and many other things, I'm sure. But yeah, there was a lot of things that you had to work on. And
Do you work with a voice coach? Or
I do. I take some lessons from Karen Bradley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how has that helped you?
Oh, it's helped me a lot with some breathing techniques and other sort of lots of new things that I've never heard of or thought to try before. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I have never sang classical pieces before, and she's having me sing a couple Italian songs, and it's really interesting.
You have such a great stage presence. You sing with your whole body, and you really bring things to life with your facial expressions. Yeah, and your body movements. How did you come to having this incredible stage presence?
Well, I've always loved watching musical theater and songs like that, and I always thought it was incredible how people and singers could have such an amazing stage presence like that, and I've always wanted to do that.
Excellent. And you're in the High School Musical this fall.
Yep, Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. What's your part?
I'm going to play Vivian.
Okay. Is she the lead or no?
Nope, she is the kind of bully. She's the mean one.
Do you ever get nervous?
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
So what do you do when you get nervous? When you're getting ready to perform, how do you kind of calm those nerves? You don't appear nervous at all once you open your mouth to start going.
I definitely get nervous. I try to breathe deeply, breathe in, hold, breathe out, hold, and that helps me slow down my breathing a little bit, which is good. And I try to turn my nervous energy into excitement and like just perform even better because of it.
Well, it paid off.
Thank you.
What's happening at state competition?
Oh, so there will be 100 singers. Yep. And I think that 12 will make finals. And so it's a 2-day process. And the first day is prelims. And then maybe sometime that night, finals will be posted. And if you make it, you'll go on the next day and perform again.
Wow. And that's in Woodbury?
Woodbury, yep. September 28th and 29th.
Okay. You won $500.
I did.
And a half-day recording session at Supple Studios. Do you have any idea what you will record?
I think that I'm going to do a couple jazz pieces.
You like jazz?
I do. I love jazz.
What grade are you in?
I'm going into 10th grade.
Okay. Do you want to pursue music?
Or I do.
You do? So yes. What kinds of plans are going on in your head?
Musical theater, definitely. That is something that I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about that.
Yay. Could you sing a cappella a little bit of Rain on My Parade?
Sure. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
What do you win if you win the big one?
Oh, yeah, I think I looked at it and it said $3,000 and then $1,000 for your home charity. And then I think around $1,000 for their sponsor. So for Headwaters. Yeah. And there's a couple other things, I think. But yeah, big prizes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And I can't wait to see you. Are you, you're going to be in show choir and in the play? Can you do both?
Yeah, okay. It's going to be tough.
You can do it. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you so
much. Thanks, Charlotte. Again, the state competition for Minnesota Sings is September 28th and 29th. It's happening down in Woodbury in the Twin Cities. We are wishing Charlotte and Susanna, Carrie and April all the best of luck, and we'll be watching and waiting to see how they do. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a